Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes. This is podcast episode number 21, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I know I haven't posted in a short while. I kind of took a small break. I was at the beach over the weekend. So I am back now, and I have a small announcement to make. I'm rebranding the podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you might have noticed this. I've renamed the podcast. I've created new cover artwork and a new intro, which you just heard. So I want to talk about some of those changes, what my purpose and inspiration behind them are. So to begin, let's talk about when I first named the podcast. I started this. Well, actually, I was thinking about making a podcast about a year ago. I think that's when I first heard about the Anchor app. That's the app that I used to record and publish this. And at the time, I actually thought, like, wow, this would be a cool way to make a podcast while on a commute or just multitasking in general. But I created a couple of excuses for myself, one of which, I didn't actually commute at the time. I was working remotely. And, on other things, like, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to do this under Ninjality, one of the businesses that I have. Did I want to do a web development podcast that was branded under Ninjality, or did I want to do it under my personal brand? So one day when I started my new job, I started commuting, and one day I decided, let me just go ahead and try it, see as an experiment if I can, just get right into it, not make any excuses or anything, and see if I can really make this podcast work all during my commutes, right? So I did that, and I decided to do it under my personal brand because, one, my personal brand is very weak. I haven't really focused on it too much, so I wanted to put something under my own name, and I also wanted to experiment with it, so to see if this is something that I could gain some experience in and see if it actually works, and then I could move on and potentially make other podcasts and more efficiently at that point, right? So I decided to do it under my personal brand for that reason. But then, over time, I didn't really feel like this podcast was very professional. Obviously, I don't use professional gear right now. I have it. If I record at home, I could make this sound a lot better. I've done that already on one of the episodes. But, the idea behind it right now is for me to put something out when I technically don't have time to do so. So if I do it during my commutes, then I'm able to save time, recording and publishing. So despite that, though, I don't really mean quality in terms of sound quality. I just meant in terms of, like, the brand and all that. So I still wanted something under my personal brand, but I thought, I should make some more official artwork, more of a logo. And, I could still keep it under the same name, but I was at the same time thinking about other names. So to fast forward a bit, I eventually saw Sarah Dici, who's another Anchor podcaster, is also a YouTuber. She wanted to release her Anchor station as a podcast as well. And she was thinking about names, and she was asking about a lot of the same questions that I was. Do I keep my name in it? Do I get that name recognition? Or do I just, name it something completely different? So she decided to name it the Daily Peach, because she wanted the word daily in there. And Peach is part of her brand, so I think it's a pretty good name. And I don't know the exact reason she picked it, but that kind of inspired me to go ahead and make my podcast named under a certain theme, something a little bit more, I guess, clever or fun. So I ended up going with Sunny Commutes because, obviously I'm commuting, but in the future I can still keep the name even if I stop commuting, because at that point, you could be listening in the car and you could be commuting. And you're listening to the podcast, it's like a sunny commute. There's some history behind the name in terms of, if I get to like episode 100 or 1,000, I could say that, like, oh, this is how the name came to be. So I'll talk a little bit more in the next segment, so stay tuned. Okay, so I talked a little bit about the name. Next, I want to talk about the artwork slash logo. So I'm primarily a developer. I don't really consider myself to be a graphic designer, but I try to do some design myself, and I think I'm decent at UI design. But regardless, I wanted to share the app that I used for making this logo. It's a vector editing program similar to Adobe Illustrator or Sketch or GIMP. But it's really interesting because it's a web app and it's called Designer, designer.io. It used to be called Gravit. I've kind of been following this app for a while. But yeah, it's a vector editing program, very similar to Illustrator. Or I guess it's more similar to Sketch, actually. I haven't really used Illustrator too much, but yeah, I can do some simple designs in it. I've designed a podcast artwork, and I just figure someone might find that interesting. And it's also free. That's the other main thing about it, because a lot of these other applications are, you know, at least $100. Obviously, Adobe products have always been expensive as well. And so yeah, so that's the artwork. Nothing too crazy, you know. I have a road, I have sunny commutes, and a typeface that I like, and the blue is really just my favorite color, but I kind of had it where it represents, I guess, the sky. I thought it would be too cheesy to include a sun in there. Actually, Leon Hitchens thought I should include it in there. He's the one that, he calls into his podcast a couple times, actually, but he's the one that actually came up with the initial name. He wanted it to be Commutes with Sunny, or that's what he suggested it to be. And I kind of just shortened it down to Sunny Commutes, which I like. And also, I want to talk a little bit about the intro, really just the theme of where this podcast has been and is going. You know, I've really been trying to combine web development or, you know, tech and business together. Because I think that it's, you know, it's something unique in terms of a niche. It's a lot of people don't really talk about, you know, the technical sides of a business in terms of, you know, bringing it in a way in which someone that's non-technical and just on the business side can listen to something that, you know, like my static websites episode, for example. You know, you could listen to that, not have a lot of knowledge of, you know, of web development or anything, and understand what a static website is, why you'd want to implement it, and then, you know, go to your developer or, you know, your CTO or whatever, and tell them, like, hey, you know, I heard about static websites, think that would be a smart decision for us to, like, maybe migrate our current marketing site over, you know, in terms of security and performance. So I want to talk about more of that stuff, but also, if you are on the technical side, I do want to do more like web development topics, but I do want to bring more, you know, if you're a web developer and you want to start your own business, like an LLC, how do you go about doing that? I want to bring those types of topics in as well, as well as, you know, I've talked about just like front-end frameworks, back-end frameworks, some of which are just only for web developers or, you know, technical developers. So that's kind of where I'm heading with this, but really it's just web development and business, and either one of those sides or the both together. Finally, I just want to thank everyone for listening. I think that, you know, as long as one person, like, it's not big numbers or anything, but at least one person is listening, and, you know, I think, oh, at least one person is finding this useful. So I'll continue making these episodes. But if you want to let me know of any feedback or suggestions for topics, definitely you can find me on Twitter at SunnySyncIO. And you can also engage on the Anchor app if you are a podcast listener. You can download the Anchor app and then find me on there. And you can call in or leave a comment on each episode. So yeah, you can definitely get more engaged with me and the podcast. But yeah, I thank everyone for listening thus far. And I think this rebranding will definitely help in terms of thing that, you know, I'll just keep going, keep at it, and try to, even though I only do this during my commutes, I want to put more, I guess, effort into it in terms of how it looks professionally. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.